tracking it too. We've got to get the sheriff's office to make the presentation to the county commission and try to get them to adopt this. So we can get it.
Wouldn't that be great?
And well, it was funny because my drug addict, I told him to go out and try to buy some more. He calls me later and he's all disappointed because they couldn't make a case of mine.
Right.
This is not one more, you know, I mean, that. The law's not there, so we get arrested. The laws are preventing people from doing it again, so, yeah, it's working out really well. I'm sorry.
And dear, is anybody else likely to show up?
I do not think so.
How many do we need?
We need seven.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Greg's not a member, yeah.
He's been appointed yet.
Sorry.
So we need Jay.
Jay has resigned.
Is Mr. Barron coming, Cheryl?
No, that's Jay.
Jay resigned.
Barron is.
Well, that's Pete, is he still?
Pete has resigned.
Jimmy Griffin will not be making it.
Jimmy Griffin is out.
If Pete and Jay have resigned, do we still need seven?
Is that a percentage of the total?
I would assume it's.
13 members.
Even after they've resigned, do we still have 13 members?
It should be a percentage of your quorum.
50% plus one.
Those, yeah.
Which would be the 13, right?
Is that how many, my sum two is still 13?
We have 13 members.
Peter gone.
We didn't add OPD.
One, two. There's 10 without those two.
Yeah, so you only need six.
Oh, that's attendees. Hold on, well, that's right. Let's see, one. Yeah.
Yeah, you need six. If those two people have resigned, you have 10 members.
Yeah. As long as our bylaws say it that way, we're not our bylaws, but what we call them, articles.
They are supposed to serve until a new member has been appointed to take their place.
But they quit, right? They resigned?
Well, just take it effective last week. Just box this into a corner.
Does city council have to accept their resignation, or do we accept their resignation?
Well, it was thought to be here.
Yeah. Simply, you can do it based on.
50% of those members present.
Well, we've been in touch a couple of times today, haven't we?
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that, that like, did they jump right on it? I appreciate you letting us know.
Yeah, I suspect it's something in the email system. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Well, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. But thank you, but it'll be resolved, so.
Mr. Van Dyne should be here.
For some reason, I didn't realize you were the person for that department. I'd have called you direct.
That's not a problem. Like you said, it got resolved and everything.
Yep, yep. So what do you want to do? We're good with six?
We're going to wait 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Or we could start with the issues that don't need a vote.
That's true. Yeah, we can do that.
We can start with updates and other discussion and things like that.
Okay.
Can we call a meeting to order without a quorum?
Yeah, we'll call a meeting to order without a quorum.
Okay.
And if someone arrives, we'll restart the meeting with a quorum. So I guess we have to skip all the way down to number 5.
Yes.
Then we can actually talk about these other things, but okay, we'll go to number 5. Updates on businesses. The city is working on a project that has been brought to us. It's a development project that will locate in the enterprise zone. That's likely to show up on the council agenda this week. If you're interested, you're free to participate in a meeting at city council on the 5th. I can't share any details about it right now because we're still in negotiation on the agreement.
What time is city council meeting?
4.
Maybe too, yeah. They're going to meet earlier this time though, because employee pension is going to be discussed as well.
Isn't the county meeting that morning on the same?
Our county meeting is in that morning.
The same day, yeah.
Is that on Tuesdays or Thursdays?
Tuesdays, yeah.
So you think 4:00 or earlier? What time?
I thought they were talking about 3:00. Chief, do you know?
We were told tentatively that they were going to start at 3, but I don't think it's been actually advertised yet what time they're going to start. And I think they're going to target it through all the business that they can. And start the discussion on the pension at 5:30, because it's a public hearing. You got something?
Mr. Quara!
No kidding, he'll be there on time.
Yeah, that councilman is good.
It'll be a long one.
But I don't think they announced what time they're going to start yet.
I haven't either, other than I know that they're planning on it being before 4.
Sure, I get to where we can have a little pension discussion.
I'd like to be there for the conversation on Northwest 4th Street, that intersection, which is supposed to be on council agenda for...
Yeah, I haven't seen the agenda.
Nobody, it's not going to be posted before 5 o'clock Friday, probably.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know where to go to find the council agenda?
Upstairs.
No, I mean, online.
I'm looking at it now, it still says 4 o'clock for the 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can give the agenda.
Good.
You can go to the city's website, go to government.
Okay.
And look up boards and agendas.
Okay, great.
And you can pull up all the information that way.
Perfect.
Yeah. And it's also where they post their notices for the meeting.
Good, yeah, they're still showing the 4 o'clock.
Brad, we have our quorum now?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we have our quorum, okay.
Want to take attendance?
Great, thanks. Thanks for coming.
How are you, Al?
I'm hanging in, I don't want to complain.
Okay.
I'm walking and talking.
All right, just for his edification, want to tell him what you just told us?
Yes, we have one business that the city is negotiating with that is likely to locate in the Enterprise Zone. We don't have any details that we can share at this time, but the company's intent is that it will be on the agenda for the 5th of February. So we will be making an announcement then, based on what the company provides for. So you may be interested in participating in that council meeting.
So on the 5th?
Hi.
Hi.
Which meeting are you looking for?
The CEP. Phil O'Herrick invited me here, I'm next door across the street.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome.
This is Enterprise Zone, you're welcome.
Phil O'Herrick was an applicant. Are you Phil O'Herrick?
No, I'm his general manager.
Okay, all right.
He's the owner, CEO of it.
You're welcome, sir.
Anywhere you want to sit, sir.
I saw, Brenda, you might know this more than anyone, but I saw a job fair for J&L Carriers. Are they an existing or are they a new business?
They're here, they're new and growing, and so, but they've already started hiring people.
It was an extensive job fair posting.
Yes, it's a small one compared to where they're going to be going, but they have quite a few openings, high-tech positions, so yeah, it's...
A lot of management information and...
Yesterday, today, and then we got something next week, it's kind of a couple things.
And where are they located?
The old Taylor Bean, Whittaker, can you help me, Melanie, I don't know what that...
Taylor Bean and Whittaker headquarters is owned by Larry Roberts, and he has multiple businesses, but we don't know what his intentions are.
But this is a logistics, some kind of logistics program. Good paying job. I lost a staff job.
Yeah, there were a lot of computer, MIS computer type positions.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's back up to the top now that we have a quorum.
Hi, did you want to be at the Enterprise Zone Development Meeting?
Yes.
All right, have a seat.
This is Mr. Phil O'Herrick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, hi.
All right.
How you doing?
Welcome.
Hi.
Carl Johnson.
Phil O'Herrick.
Hi.
Scott.
Hey, Mark.
Scott.
Bill Bockwitz.
Bill?
I'll just take care of introductions.
And attendance, I don't know.
That's right.
It all works.
Round gamble.
Round Phil O'Herrick.
Brad, no, I'll Phil.
It's interesting.
We've met Melanie Gordy, Phil, Brenda, nice to meet you.
Phil, what business is yours?
I'm a startup business here, I have a patented item that I've been developing with the Marion Technical Institute for the last 5 months. Which is our general manager, and we're trying to get some more business going here in Ocala.
Great.
And we're working with, right now, a plastic injection molding company here that's got an order to make our molds. and parts, and a machine shop here in Ocala to help us finish the whole project. I came up the stairs on that.
Take a breath and then get on with the meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, what we'll do is we'll find a place here and you can tell us a little bit about what you guys are up to. That's all right?
Thank you.
Let's get through the regular business of the day here. Thank you, appreciate it, and welcome. Okay, let's move on to the approval of the minutes.
We do have one change. Jimmy Griffin asked me to change that he was present. I didn't hear him on the tape, but he was here last week.
He came in late.
Okay.
Make a recommendation, accept the minutes.
Thank you, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Minutes with the revision?
Minutes with the revisions, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. EZDA applications for board members, how are we doing?
We are doing fine.
We got some, huh?
We have some.
Yay.
The last time we met, the chamber and the EDC had not yet made their announcement on their merger and who was going to be taking the place. Since that period of time, Jay Bailey has resigned as a member of the board. Pete Tesh has resigned as a member of the board. Kevin Shealy is the new president and chief executive officer for the CEP. He has submitted his application as the representative for the chamber, which is one of the positions that's required.
Okay.
As you all recall, Chief Williams has not been with us for over a year now, and Greg Graham has submitted his application to take the position for our law enforcement representative for Ocala PD. So that position is going to be filled. I'm assuming that council will appoint Chief Graham. In the requirements for the EZDA membership, we needed to identify a resident. We had sent out application requests, we hadn't received any back, but with the expansion of our enterprise zone and research of the existing membership, Jerome Johnson fills the requirement for a representative as a resident of the enterprise zone. So, since your business position situation has changed, you used to be with workforce, and then you did something with the financial and real estate area. I think it would behoove us to move you in as a resident and leave the other positions open to be filled by applicants. Does
okay, I don't have a problem with that. What is the time frame for residents as opposed to the other positions?
It's the same. I will have to check to see what the remainder of the term is for that position. Yeah, we'll work it out.
Okay.
But that's a recommendation that we have. The others are, yes, reappointment. Michael Hagelow has submitted his application for reappointment, as has Scott Hackmeyer. That leaves us with... So with that, council will need to choose to fill two positions. They would choose among Scott, Mike, and then Mr. Philip Maharik is the way that I'm seeing this play out. So, who is Philip? Mr. Maharik.
Oh, sorry. I apologize for this. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So we have three applications qualifying for two open positions is what it looks like. So we will leave that up to council to make that decision unless someone here wants to make a recommendation. That would be your call.
Question.
Yeah.
So with my reappointment or reclassification, does that need to go before council for approval?
I don't think so. I think we just need to reclassify you.
I have a question too. So we have, there are three individuals, two of those are reappointment for two positions. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, and the Kevin's application still was flawed, so that just has to be approved, mm-hmm. and Chief Graham. Mm-hmm. Okay, just want to make sure I'm clear, so. In regards of our recommendations, they still have to prove anything. We were.
It's council's decision.
Right. Okay.
They normally follow recommendations. They don't have to. And if you choose not to make a recommendation, that's fine too. I mean, you're not required to.
But Michael just came on.
Yeah,
he
came on to fill the remaining time period for a previous member.
Scott Heckmeyer, just a question. I'm thinking that you have a third opening because we're not showing Sam Williams, and if the chief is going to take Sam's place, and if Kevin's going to take Jay's place or Pete's place, that still leaves one more opening.
Are you collapsing those into one, though? Is that what you said before? You're collapsing.
But where is your former Chief Williams slot?
I count 12. Is it supposed to be 13?
Yeah.
It's because the chief spot is still missing.
But we've got Greg.
Right, but I'm saying
we already replaced Pete, right?
Yeah, Pete and Jerry.
We replaced Jay with Kevin, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 13 positions. We did not collapse anything.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The representation has changed. We have 13 positions.
And I think 10 of those will remain.
I apologize for not knowing that ahead of time. We have 5 vacancies that we advertised. Seeing 5 positions that we needed to fill. We have Greg for OPD,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Sheely for the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
We needed a resident. So if we do that, then that opens up Jerome's
right.
position. Okay, Jerome will qualify. So then that does add one more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Is Jerome Gamble here because he's at CF Institute?
Jerome Gamble is here to represent a business that does business for the Enterprise Zone.
Are you at the Senior Institute now, or what? What's your title now?
Retired.
Are you retired from the college?
I will be by the time you meet again.
Good for you.
Well, that's good for you, but bad for us.
Good for you.
Has to be cringe.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, my residence. Personal residence mm-hmm. is an on-top of works.
Right.
My business is at the incubator right here downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We will be looking for a building. Mm-hmm. We've already talked to Gavardi, I think her name is.
That would be me. I'm Melanie Gavardi.
We met you
at the job fair.
Yes.
Right.
And I've already hired two people.
Mm-hmm.
I have two six young students, seniors at the school, and one was going for a job at Kohl's. I'm working at the school to see if we can get software in my company, and I just feel that they might get a part-time job with us. So we're trying to create jobs here in Ocala.
Right.
We have a product that is actually being made here in Ocala. That's why I'm here. I have 33 years of manufacturing in New Jersey. I always put out of business by working overseas, or Canada and Mexico. I always said if I had my own product, I'd still be in business. I finally got a product. I'm back in business. I live here full-time in Ocala. I want to build it here. I'm not going to China no matter what. I have two manufacturing companies here, a third one that will jump in if I need be. I'm doing everything you guys want to do. I want to be on this board because I know I can contribute. I dealt with OSHA. I dealt with labor boards. I've never had to hire an attorney to present, to make my, prove myself innocent. Because I always had the facts right. They knew it. They backed off. I can make a big contribution here because I know, and we all know, one of the biggest reasons our companies are going overseas is government regulations are strangling our companies and giving them incentive to go overseas. The ignorance of our big corporations is that if you lay off 1,000 people and you get the product made overseas for 20% less, those 1,000 people now are not earning money. They are not paying taxes. They are becoming poor. Who's going to buy their products that are 20% cheaper? Is that crazy?
And if your question was, do you have to live in the city to serve on this, you don't. Because I don't live in the city either, but my work association is in the city.
Well, I need to know. I have two choices when we build our business. Do we build it inside the city limits? Or do we build it in Marion County outside the city limits? What are the difference in regulations inside versus outside? What's the difference in costs? What kind of red tape is involved being inside versus outside? Or to another county? I want to be in Ocala. I want to help Ocala and Marion County. But I need to know the government agencies here in Ocala want to do it too. Are they willing to work with a company like mine to help us be a success by contributing their ideas to make it a better place to live and reasonable? You know, and I know, for every dollar I bring or my company will bring into the Ocala, it's going to create people that have jobs, that are going to buy things in Ocala, they're going to pay taxes in Ocala, and it's a circle.
My name again is Jerome Johnson. Are you looking at any properties that would in the enterprise area?
I already got one that's a 9,000 square foot building. I gave it to Cliff here, my general manager, to look at. We have a business plan. We are working lean and mean because we don't have any investments. Everything I'm doing is out of pocket. Yes, we are.
So the location is within the enterprise
area? Right. According to the real estate, yes. And I need to know.
And how many people are you looking to employ? Total. What's your full run?
Well, if I look at the whole ball of wax over a third of the year, probably around 15 to 20. Let me tell you how. Directly, maybe 8 to 10. But I'm going to be subcontracting work to plastic injection molders and so on. They're going to have to hire more people.
Clarison.
Directly. Clarison is going to be involved. H&E mold. Marion Machine Tool.
Okay.
I've spoken with Quality Machine.
Melanie is exactly the right person for you to talk to. I know we need to get on with her.
I didn't mean to take over.
But she can answer all those questions that you raised about city and county, enterprise zone advantages, and she's the expert.
Okay. All right.
I'll put all that on your shoulders.
That's okay.
She'll draw you the roadmap and get you to your goal. That's great.
All right. So, are there any questions, comments, recommendations about membership to the council.
Well, just a point of clarification, I understand you've got three total applications, is that?
No.
Folks?
We have six total applications.
Six applications. And?
No, I'm sorry, five. Five for how many positions? It looks like six now.
And none of the applications that you received were from existing residents within there?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So five applications for six spots?
Yes.
I recommend we accept them.
Okay.
Can I have, that's form of a motion, could I have a second?
This is Brenda, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect, okay, so that was recommendations to report to council. They're going to do it this time, you reckon? And then it's a big agenda this week.
It's a huge agenda.
Yeah.
And I need to get back over and finish putting it together.
Cool.
All right, thank you, I appreciate it.
Take a deep breath.
Tell you what. Yeah, if anything could be any more complicated, it has become that. Election of officers, I would recommend, maybe. We have one officer, and we have asked him to extend his position until we can get through everything that needed to get done. So now we're down to how many members until the others are appointed, he would be eligible to run for, you know, president, vice president, chair, vice chair. Only one person submitted a name for a leadership position, and I have approached that person, and they have way too many obligations right now to do that. They would like to continue to serve on our board, so.
I sent your name.
You might be that one person.
No, I sent a name that I'd like Brad to continue as chair.
You'd like Brad to continue as chair.
In fact, I put that as a motion, I would, in fact, I sent you the name of a chair and a vice chair.
I thought we talked about.
Did you?
I did.
I don't remember seeing this, Scott, I apologize.
I did.
Okay. You told me to share that.
Well, before you seconded, you were my suggestion for vice. Let me do it one at a time, though. I'd like to make a motion that Brad be reappointed as chairman.
Second.
Oh, go ahead. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can't vote against yourself, Brad.
Did you have another motion?
Yes, you had another motion then.
Well, I hadn't talked to Brenda, would you entertain that?
I have to live in the area, is that a concern of yours?
You don't have to live in the area, you have to be a member of the board.
Okay. As long as Brad promises to be here for 3 years?
Is this a three-year term?
No, it's a one-year.
I'd like to make a motion that Brenda Chrisman be nominated to serve as vice chair of our board.
Second.
Al Van Dunn, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thanks, Brad.
Great, thank you. Okay, we've talked about businesses and eligible applicants. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm still not clear on one point.
All right.
With Mr. Gamble's resignation, does that impact this at all? I'm not clear if he's not, if he's along with the fight.
He needs to submit an official resignation, and then we will have a position open for an entity that represents or supports the business in the enterprise zone.
I was asking a question, and I gave you some information about my resignation from the college.
But you weren't resigning from this?
No.
Right.
I'm still going to be in the enterprise zone and operating a school in the enterprise zone and like that.
Okay, you need to.
I'm not going anywhere.
Just let me know what your plans are, and then we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Thank you.
In one case, I recommend you become president.
He's already left.
No, it's the way to die.
Timing is good.
There are a couple of updates that I can give you. So since the last time, with the expansion of the enterprise zone, the city did approve an economic investment program incentive for Admiral Furniture. They are now located in the enterprise zone. They're over off of Southwest 20th Street.
Is that in the Armory?
Yes, they are.
And they are over in Armory.
The Armory is...
Yeah.
He's over off of 17th.
Yeah.
That's where the Armory is.
Because it looks like the business is closed. I went by the other day and I thought the Admiral...
And
it looked like it was closed, and I thought, wow, okay, maybe it's not, then that's good.
I don't think it is. I was just by there
yesterday. I talked to him yesterday. It just looked vacant, okay, that's good.
Steve
Ann had something going on that he closed.
Okay, that's good.
That's
fine.
Good.
All his
furniture for the day.
It just didn't look good. Still going forward. Climate control systems, Inset 360. They've got several business names. They did locate to the 84 Lumber Building.
They did?
Yes.
They're part of the lot.
With their support companies, there are about four different entities operating under the umbrella of Intech. Mm-hmm. So they are applying. They're interested in other things that they can do. I think those are the two biggest things we have to share about business in the enterprise zone right now.
Okay. Anybody else that has anything to share? Or any scuttlebutt, any rumors?
Yeah, I had mentioned to Indira that there's a couple updates I could share. And one, we'll be presenting at Governor's West, at the next Governor's West meeting also. But there's been a group trying to bring a shopping center with a grocery store to West Silver Springs Boulevard. Reverend Frederick Washington, Howard Gunn, Bobby James, some other folks. Mm-hmm. We had had lengthy meetings, including one, I think, a week ago. We had the equity group from Columbus, Ohio, came down and met with Matt Brower and Mayor Gwynn, and Kathleen Woodring from Workforce was there, Carrie Jones-Clark from Heart of Florida, a number of other folks were there. The group is very, very, very close to an agreement with a grocery store to agree to move in as an anchor. There's two drawings. One, Johnson Smith did one architectural drawing, which is kind of a one-story traditional strip shopping center, but with really nice architecture, because that's one of the things that's real important to us. If you're not familiar where this is proposed to be going, it's where the existing OPD substation is on State Road 40. And the original conversation was that substation would stay where it is. But a fast food chain has expressed an interest in buying that out parcel, which would help with the $5.5 million that's needed for the funding of this project. And if that's the case, then OPD's plan, and I don't mean to speak for the chief, but as I understand it, is they would incorporate that substation into the shopping center. The second plan is really a two-story building that would be not the traditional, but it's a two-story building with the grocery store inside. And upstairs would be a combination of potentially retail, could even be some residential upstairs. That's a possibility also. It's a building plan that's been done, that Equity and a few others have done in two other cities in the United States. And so it actually would be pretty easy, because you could take that architectural drawing and plant it, and it fits on that footprint of land that exists there. So we're really making some good progress. Florida Low-Income Housing is involved in that also. So that, to me, that's exciting, because we've been talking about a grocery store for a long time. And that area is officially designated a food desert, so there's additional funding sources for food deserts. That somebody connected with the Department of Commerce at the last meeting. We had folks on the phone from D.C. And that might all come together. I really expect it will come together, so we're excited about that. The other was just a quick update on Florida Low-Income Housing Associates, which I'm on their board. And the reason I'm on this board, they, for those who don't know, they own Parkside Gardens. apartments. They've invested $12 million in Parkside Gardens. They're also doing some work in Bellevue. They've invested about $20 million in Marion County since they've been involved. They have done a reorganization, and they are now part of Community Housing Partners out of Virginia. So Florida Low Income Housing Associates will continue to be known as Florida Low Income Housing, but their board has been dissolved. A new board has been formulated with 4 Virginia residents and 2 Marion County residents, and that now is the board of Florida Low Income Housing. I'm on that board. Austin Long is on that board representing Marion County, but the other 4 members are from Virginia. It really strengthens what Florida Low Income Housing can do. It brings, they have much deeper pockets. They have a much stronger line of credit. They have much more experience. Community Housing Partners out of Virginia, they own an apartment complex in Gainesville. They own one in Jacksonville. They want to acquire more apartments in Florida, and they're very excited about Marion County. And West Ocala, FLIA hopes to partner with Habitat in building homes in the Tucker Hill area. And we've got some funding that looks like is in place for that, working in partnership with the city, too. So to me, it's just this giant circle of, you know, you build houses, there's more customers, you open a grocery store and a shopping center, that's more jobs, there's more jobs, more people come to buy the houses, and then you can keep building, you know, it's just a circle. And workforce has stepped up, and Kathleen made a commitment for the training dollars, and it's all good. So some exciting things coming.
Mr. Agmire, tell me what you can about the actual acreage. How much, because I know they were looking to aggregate some of the adjacent property to the substation. Have they concluded that?
Well, that piece of land is, I think, like 4.6 acres approximately. What the shopping center needs is 4. Mm-hmm. Now they have options on 2 acres adjoining so that there's more land adjoining. Okay. And then, you know, that group of the Black Farmers Association, they also have 16 acres off of, I want to say 20th Street, but it's the street that Senior Services Center is
right,
on
right.
By the Acker. You turn it to Acker off of 200.
They have a property reservation, like,
yes.
about 12 acres.
Yes, exactly. 16 or 12?
No, we're closer to 12.
Closer to 12? Okay. Mm-hmm. That, I think, is going to, there's some work that needs to be done on that parcel of land. But the footprint where OPD is 4 plus acres, a little over 4.
It's around 3, I think.
No, I know it's over 4.
They were talking about assembling other property.
Yeah, but the existing, it's enough to build what we want to build.
Particularly if you go up.
Yeah, but even without, it's enough.
Cool.
It met the requirements of the equity group, and it met the requirements of this other grocery store chain we talked to.
The timeline for this, I know, because I don't think that one meeting, is there a timeline for this?
No.
Okay. I mean, if you had to guess, a year, 5 years?
A year.
A year, okay, good.
Actually, sooner to get started, to turn dirt.
Sure, a year to be completed, okay.
No, I wouldn't be that.
Oh, okay. But
so,
it's in the
future. I mean, to actually sign papers and get things really started, a year.
Okay, cool.
The anchor store, those places have changed to your knowledge? I know the one food chain that they were talking about, that one, that's the original one that they were...
I think that's probably the one that... They've been talking to 2. Mm-hmm. Probably the original one is the one that it will be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the update.
Exciting stuff over there.
Well, sure. Just an FYI, I think most of you guys heard that Elster, the announcement of them closing... And for those who don't know, we, one of the tasks that we are, as a workforce board, we work with employers who are laying off, providing services to the individuals impacted. And so we've been meeting with them and chatting with them and working out what we can do for those employees. But we've been fortunate that we've had a couple companies reach out to us and say, hey, I'm interested in those people. So we're trying to connect. What we have to do is work, and this is the tricky part, and I appreciate this from Elster. They still have business operating and through until mm-hmm. a certain point, you know, and trying to pull those people away too soon. But we got people says, I'll take them now. Mm-hmm. And so it's that balance. So we're trying to work carefully with Elster to meet the needs of both the employers who want those people, the employees' desire, et cetera. So
anyhow, that's a good thing for employers to reach out to say, hey, help us get connected to them, so.
How many people are they talking?
They gave us a layoff list of, I think it was 125 or 128. And they laid off about 50 several months ago under the same umbrella of issues. And, but it's possible, and these employees are eligible for specialized funding, but they may be eligible for even enhanced funding. So we're putting in for that because of the potential of what's happening to the company. So fortunately, it'll bring more money for us to serve that population if they do have, if they do struggle to find employment, so in that respect, so.
That company's going to Mexico, right?
Well, they have, I don't know if they've officially said that. Unofficially, that's the word, and that's the reason. That's kind of like you said, because of that, there's enhanced funding for those employees that they can, I would say it this way, the bottom line is, an employee who says, I want to go back to school for training, whatever, there's unlimited dollars. I mean, we could send them to, you know, New York for training, pay for it. And it's just like, there's no limit on what you can do for them. So, but if that's what else you're puts in writing, that they're moving their operations. If that's the case, we get this enhanced funding for these individuals. But yes, that's what we've been told, but they've not put it in writing to us or the state, so I don't know.
I also heard that they were going to leave a small group here still.
Yeah, very minimal now. I don't know the details of that, though, yes. Okay. So.
That's one big piece of real estate.
It is. So. But anyhow, it's good that we've got employers, and, you know, because that's a big, you know, it's a big impact. They close, they start laying off March 29th through June 29th. It's a lot of people, and, you know, we do have a lot of job opportunities right now. It's just finding the right fit for the people to those jobs. Jobs are not the issue, it's the skill set of the people to the jobs. That is really our problem, so.
And Elster is important to the community,
sure.
And they are located in the enterprise.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's a couple of reasons we can keyed into what they're doing.
Okay. Yes, sir. Just need to say, I've been working with the MPI since September when they began. And I didn't realize what was happening. I just had an idea that I needed to be taken from my drawings on the CAD. And it grew into a situation where we have one fellow who's assigned to my project, another one, and I ended up with four. And two others assisted. And I even said to them, like everybody gets off the ground, you have a job. Yesterday, Falcon sent me a text, Mr. Maher, could I use you as a reference? I says, sure. And I said, where are you going to work? He says, they'll put in for Coles. So I said, you know, I need SolidWorks in my company, the CAD. And he knows the SolidWorks now because we work together and he learned it. And I asked Mr. Tony at the school, the instructor, to see how we could get an issue of SolidWorks in my company, because now school is only accessible to me for a couple hours a day. And I'd like to get the software, and I asked Elton what he would want per hour to work for me. He's off on Fridays, the schools are closed on Fridays. He gave me a price, and one of the reasons I'm here is that Mr. Tony, the administration of the school, has asked me, how can we get it out there that these kids have a place to go to? They're getting trained, they get out of school, and they go to different companies outside of Florida, out of our community. My goal is when this company is established, and Cliff knows this, these students are my research and development. They learned product development with me and the teacher in the school. They're the first ones I will hire. To be in that, we have other products that I have that need to be developed. Once I have the money, right now I'm paying completely out of my own pocket. And I'm looking for investment money to keep this going. If we had the money right now, those, we would have the building in the enterprise zone. If everything works out the right way, they would already have the help in setting up the company so that it could be running. All I need is the money.
Can you and I talk offline so that we can get back to business with this group?
I'm sorry.
I appreciate it. I'm interested in your comments, but we really, we've got an agenda, we need to get going. Thank you. The next item that we were talking about, other business, we really needed a place on the agenda to talk about this. We talked about handing out a, having employees who are residents of the enterprise zone. This is only a draft. It's something for you to take a look at and make comments on, because it's certainly not near where we want to be with it, but this kind of gets the idea to you, so that you can tell us what you think.
I said an employee would take this with them.
An employee would carry that, stating that they're a resident of the enterprise zone.
Can we have this, that we could get to the job seeker or customer?
Well, what I want to do is have you all decide what you think makes sense. Yeah, and then what we would do is have them distributed through workforce to businesses that are located in the enterprise zone, when you refer someone.
I love the concept, it's great.
Yeah.
And your design is real nice.
Yeah, okay.
And the zip code, I know the zip code alignment is different.
It is different now.
Do you have anything that you can share that's already published, or that says here are the zip codes or that area? I mean, because your last brochure obviously was the old one, because actually, we need to be able to take that list and expand our, who is eligible for.
Let's start with Indira's.
The zip codes are actually exactly the same.
The zip code's the same?
Yes.
It's just that it is expanded further. Okay.
But the thing is, not everybody that's in the zip codes is going to qualify as a zip code resident.
So then it's onesies and twosies. I don't mean this, that means if we said Susie who lives at this address, you're going to have to look her up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Julie?
I want to know, how much of this is on our city website? Information with the graduate enterprise zone. Does zip codes include it?
We do not have a map of the city enterprise zone on the website yet, because we've got other things that we need to do to get the website developed. We're working with the state to update the enterprise zone geographic area that they point to from the state level through Enterprise Florida. But they're in the process of updating their website too. So in the meantime, what we can do, Brenda, is work with you on anyone that comes through. We can narrow it down.
Especially for these couple of companies, yeah. Right. I guess they it's hit and miss right now. So.
Okay, great. And it's for the companies that are in the enterprise zone. It's not just because they're a resident that they would, that the company would benefit.
Right.
So we need to make sure we match that up and don't have businesses believing that they are eligible for
incentives
when they're not.
Very nice.
But there is an incentive for hiring people that live, for hiring individuals to live in the enterprise zone.
For the businesses that are located in the enterprise zone, but not for businesses outside of the enterprise
zone. It would be nice the other way around.
Yeah, but because I thought there was, and this kind of...
The benefit is provided to the business that's located in the enterprise zone.
Right.
That's why it was important for us to expand the boundaries.
But there's no...
No benefit for other businesses to hire individuals that live in...
Let me say, hire people who live in the enterprise zone.
Okay.
There's no benefit to them. That's just the way it is.
Because the business is not...
Because the business is not located in the enterprise zone.
There's where you get the tax.
But the community benefits because the person who lives in the enterprise zone has a job now, and they're able to do what they need to do.
It does seem a little backwards. I never understood that. To me, it should be either or, but it is what it is.
That's the program.
Yes. Very good. Thanks very much. Very helpful.
You're very welcome, and we will continue to work on that. If you have any ideas, please share those with us. For any changes, I think what we'll probably do is on the back list all of the enterprise and benefits, maybe.
I was going to say, and the link, and where's the process to go after it.
Yeah.
You know, a link on the website for the forms, or contact, or, because that's the first thing that says, well, what do I do? Okay, what's next? So make it easy for them, but they're in the ballpark in this one, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the discussion last meeting.
It was.
Well, your stuff was a little hard to get through the process, but if we laid it out for them.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I thank Indira for drafting that on such short notice, and we will continue to move forward with that.
Now, Libby, they only get the tax credit if they create a new job.
No, sir. The employee carrying the card to them lets them know that they could qualify for job tax credits based on hiring the individual who has that card in hand. There are lots of benefits that they could get. But if an employee is seeking employment with a business in the enterprise zone, if they hand the business that card, that provides the employer with additional information about the enterprise zone. It's another marketing tool.
It's a good idea.
Well, I'm thinking that what I want to do when I give this card is I want you to hire me.
Yes, that's correct.
And so it tells them that I am a resident of the enterprise zone.
That's right.
And
to the enterprise zone business.
To the enterprise zone business.
Mm-hmm.
And does this tell them that there is a tax advantage to you for hiring me?
Mm-hmm. That's the point we're trying to get across. It may not be clear, but that's what
So that's why I was raising it that way. It says if you create a new job, there is a
there are other things that you can qualify.
Or you could just say, if you hire me. Maybe
that's what you're saying. Yeah, that's the message.
It's
since I'm carrying
your call. Right.
If you hire me,
because it says create one new job. Well, I don't know if I can create a new job, but I have an existing job I'm trying to fill.
Well, that and came out of the,
so. But if you say, okay, so employer
benefits. Hire me.
If you hire me, you qualify for point sales and use tax credit.
That's the message.
Okay.
Just make it.
And down here where it has your name, right. I think it needs to be clear who you are, that you are the honcho in the city of Oquel.
The honcho.
Yeah.
And every employee gets a iridescent orange t-shirt to wear. I'm an enterprise zone resident.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hire me or something.
Okay. All right. So.
Those are my observations.
Good one.
Great.
Good catch.
Thank you for your input. I appreciate it.
Okay, any topics for future discussion that are burning in your heart that we need to discuss?
One that's burning in my heart is that we do need to address our strategic plan in some manner or fashion. We have not updated it since we began the Enterprise Zone Development Agency, and it needs to be looked at. We're 2 years into this program now.
And is that something that we need to set aside some time to?
We really do need to set aside some time so that we can understand it.
Do a luncheon like we provided before.
Okay.
And spend a few hours updating it.
Okay.
We can work that out in the future.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll need a location. Brad is recommending providing lunch and. We need a good date that would allow us, what, 3 hours?
Combine it with our next meeting in April. Maybe start, instead of starting at 3, start at 1.
Do a lunch.
Do 12.
Lunch meeting, 12 to 3.
Do the strategic plan, and then
12 to 4.
Do our business.
What does that sound like?
Does that sound good to everybody?
If
we show up at noon.
If you don't.
And go through 3?
Well, let's do the strategic plan and then our meeting.
Yeah, just 12 to 4.
But if we finish early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want a facilitator to, or should we think about getting a facilitator to go through the strategic plan? There are some people that can kind of help you move through it pretty quick.
I think we probably do need that. Do you have any recommendations? Anybody we could get to do that for free?
Oh, what's that lady's name?
Karen Jensen might, from the library. You know Karen?
Mm-hmm.
What is it exactly you mean? I might know somebody could help.
We need a facilitator to help us work through our strategic plan for the Enterprise Zone Development Agency.
We have one.
We have.
We just need to update it, bring it current.
We've been working with Rodeo Performance Group, and they did a great job with for us on our market plan and on our business plan. So he's a great guy. He'd probably be interested in doing that.
He's on the chambers, one of the business groups, and I know they are good. They do charge. I don't know if they would do it for free, but they're active and some stuff they might be willing to.
Yeah, they might be. I don't know how I could ask them. Tim Connor is his name.
I don't think we have any funding, so.
I don't. But I could ask him and we could let you know.
Okay.
That would be.
All right.
Can we get this place or do you want to do someplace else?
Can you do it too?
And Darren, you want to check and see if we can use that for it?
Because you're certainly welcome to use my new building.
Oh, well, why don't we just plan to do that? Let's just meet at your place.
Then we will get a chance to see your new building.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. It's great.
Where's your new building? Use the boardroom. Put lunch up in the other conference room. That'd be good.
We'll still have to record the meeting, right?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, she'll have to bring all her wires.
Do you want to tell everybody, because your building, if you've not been there, it's hard to get to. If you've not been there, once you've been there, it's easy. Have you been to?
Oh, the address. We'll send it out, of course.
Okay.
One time, but it's 1321 Southeast 25th Loop. That's the official address. That's in the Oakhurst Professional Plaza Park. Off of Lake Weir, and then behind Ocala Health and Rehab. If you turn near to Ocala Health and Rehab, just past Discovery Park and Cornerstone School. Just past Cornerstone School, make the left.
Right off of Southeast Lake Weir Avenue, yeah.
I will be glad to host it.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can stay? Okay, again, thank you all, gentlemen, ladies.
Chief Parkside is going to have officers, private officers, starting to patrol on a regular basis. They're hiring them this week or next week. Outside, security.
Thank you. So I just need to get this response.